program on page 4.
Under administrative services, Mr. Chairman, the operating portion of the budget is recommended to be reduced by 8.8%. If you'll turn to the very last, well, in fact, I think it's a loose sheet.
Right.
Okay. We'll talk about some of the detailed reductions as we go through. The S&S was recommended to be reduced for travel and the other S&S areas by a total of $63,706. Now, this amount includes the general services service charges that we've reduced from all state agencies, plus some additional reductions in the travel and other S&S areas. Package 275, and Mr. Chairman, this is found on page 102 in the black book. As you recall, this is the package that would provide for the repair of some of the accounting deficiencies that were mentioned in the agency's most recent audit. Personal services associated with that particular package would be 4 positions for $151,634. Services and supplies for a reduction of $43,832. And capital outlay for a reduction of $3,967. The division total for administrative services would be a reduction of $263,139. That's the 8.8% reduction for administrative services. For the Office of the Director, staff is recommending a reduction of 0.8%. This is some S&S items, travel and publications, for a total of $5,768 reduction. Under purchasing, the S&S is recommended to be reduced by $22,500. This is travel, attorney general, and some rent money. You recall that we discussed these items as we went through the division's budget. And package 233, an amount of $5,000 reduction there. This was for the purchase of some tables, display tables for the for the auction. The agency indicated that they could do without the tables or find sources other than this particular limitation to come up. Finally, Mr. Chairman, the addition of a package number 377. This package is not included in your black book since it was not recommended by the governor. It was the addition of a halftime position for purposes of handling the archive, some historical items. The subcommittee indicated that it was their desire that this position be added, and the costs associated with adding that position are $15,825 for personal services. Division total then would be a reduction of $11,675. That's 0.4%. The next division, Mr. Chairman, is the printing division. Your staff is recommending reductions of $10,000 from the travel budget for S&S. That's a reduction of 7.9%. I'm sorry. 0.6%. The supplies budget for the printing division. In addition, package 235 for capital outlay. This was the package associated with the consolidation of the copy centers. and this was for the purchase of an IBM 9400. Is that IBM or Xerox?
Xerox.
Xerox 9400. And it was felt that there was adequate backup for this particular machine over in the central printing plant. I think it'd be wise to note, however, Mr. Chairman, that in the event that the need for the machine does arise, and if the agency is able to find funding within the existing budget, I think your deletion of this package would not prevent that. Total recommended reduction there was $107,000 in the operating budget for the printing division. The capital outlay for the printing division will still show a 15.1% increase. This is due to the fact that we've attempted in the agency's budget to permit some catch-up on the purchase of some printing plant equipment that we've avoided, particularly during this biennium. That was a management decision made by the agency in an attempt not to have to return to the emergency board for additional funding limitation. Also, Mr. Chairman, the agency and the governor's staff indicate that they felt that the non-limited portion of that agency or that division's budget could be reduced by nearly $3 million. And the thought here was that they simply don't think that they'll realize the total amount of business to flow through that division as they originally anticipated. And your staff concurs with that.
And that's the $2,956,000.
That's right, Mr. Chairman. Next division, Mr. Chairman, is the Services Division. Services and Supplies recommended a reduction of $5,000 from the Attorney General and the publicity accounts, and your staff concurs with recommended reductions of $749,607 from the capital outlay portion of the agency's reduced level budget. Package 232, this particular package would be the addition of vehicles to the motor pool. It's an enhancement package that would add vehicles, not necessarily replace them when they wear out. And total here for S&S was $845,430. The capital outlay, $1,421,397. Your staff concurs with that reduction. In addition, Mr. Chairman, package 233, personal services reduction of $41,060. Now, package 233 is the office equipment repair section of the services division. This was a vacant position that was felt could be for which funding it was felt that funding could be deleted and not impair or damage the services division program. Package 371, which was an additional package for the purchase of additional automobiles associated with the motor pool. Again, the governor's staff and the agency felt that half of that package could be deleted. Your staff is recommending that the other half, the other portion of that package also be deleted, since it's doubtful that there will be a high demand for increased automobiles. We've also included in services division's budget a package to permit the agency to go out and bring in automobiles that are currently owned by state agencies and centralize those for use. This will provide some increase, and the agency's reduced level budget does provide for the replacement of vehicles that wear out. Finally, Mr. Chairman, for me, the addition of some S&S, some insurance and fuel items of $500,308 the reduced level budget of the services division budget. Total reductions then, Mr. Chairman, for the services division would be a combined total of $3,488,707 in the operating budget, a reduction of 19.2% from the governor's original printed budget. Also, under the non-limited portion, it seems that there was an error in the governor's printed budget, and we can reduce the non-limited portion by $148,560 without affecting any of the program. The next division, Mr. Chairman, is the property division. Recommended that S&S Travel and the Attorney General and the RLB be reduced by $7,000 and capital outlay be reduced by an amount of $5,000. A total of $12,000 reduction. That's a 0.9% reduction from the governor's budget.
Also, there's a loose sheet here.
Okay, showing the detail on that. The next division is the operations division.
Groundskeeper.
Mr. Chairman, package 274 provided for the addition of one groundskeeper to help maintain the grounds with the addition of the ring on the line of Mall Office Building 1 and the future ring on the line of the Vets Building. This total package was $29,991 personal services. Your staff is recommending that that position be deleted. In addition to that, you'll note that the add back package 401, this was a deletion package of the security folks. Personal services of $398,959. This is 12 positions, 11 FTE. The S&S of $14,746. Capital outlay of $3,095. The total then for the operations division would be an increase to that budget of $386,809. Finally, Mr. Chairman, the risk management division. This is a new division. Non-limited portion of that budget can be adjusted by $1,216,674 without impairing the program or the division's ability to be able to pay claims.
General form to figure all these percentages together. What do we show on the overall?
Okay. Once again, Mr. Chairman, the operating budget would be an increase then. This is back on the first page.
Okay, here.
Okay, right. Your operating budget would be an increase of 17.8% over the 79.81 biennium. And if you included the non-limited, the total budget would be a 24.2% increase over the 79.81 biennium. Now, Mr. Chairman, to assist the committee, I prepared an optional decision package. This is a menu for you to review if you feel that you cannot agree with some of these recommendations made by staff, or if there's other areas where you feel that staff has not recommended deep enough cuts. This package would then be a list of some options that staff feels, and after discussing with the agency, some areas where additional cuts would be of a less impact on the agency than other areas. Draw to your attention on the second page under administrative services. There was some okay. This is your optional package.
Okay.
On the second page under administrative services, the agency expressed some concern that, they expressed that they felt very strongly about package 275, which was the package for the audit and the accounting deficiencies. And if it's the committee's wishes to provide the agency with some additional help in that area, with the agency's help, shown for you the cost of adding back two positions. Now, this would include the one position of the fiscal analyst position that the agency indicated that they were pretty high on. And the total cost of that was $134,395 to add back those two positions. Now, if the committee...
The original request was for four, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And the original request was $199,433.
Okay.
The committee would like to find other areas where some cost savings or some offset could be found. Back on the first page under printing, there are four vacant positions currently in package 233. And this is on page 24 of the Black Book. And the dollars associated with those four positions is $181,628. If you decide to delete the limitation for those positions, it would be your staff's recommendation to not delete the positions, since we really don't know at this point in time where we're going to go with that printing, with our printing demand. And if Darrell gets in a position to where the demand increases, they need the positions, be an easy task for them to simply come back in for additional limitation increase. We already have this position. Mr. Chairman, we're happy to answer any questions for the committee.
I don't know, I probably would ask Darrell if he's got any real tough things that's happening here that would affect you too much. My personal feeling is I want to give you ever break in the world in the department. We've got to look at the dollars very strongly.
Mr. Chairman, if I might just deal with the summary position of the department first. Steve gave you some numbers that are a little scary, and I'd like to suggest that there are some other numbers that perhaps you look at. As Steve pointed out, there's a difference between our operating budget and non-limited. The big increases in this budget are in the non-limited, and that's an area that I do not control. And that's where the scary numbers are. Looking at the first page of Steve's chart, you'll find that the department operating budget is estimated in the current biennium for $45,231,000, and his recommendation for next biennium is $53,277,000. Now, that's a $8 million increase. However, a big portion of even that is not new cost to state government. It's transfers into my agency for the first time. For instance, there's $1.5 million worth of buildings that are going to come online this biennium that we used to pay money to the landlord. Well, agencies are going to pay it to me instead, and that's not a new cost to state government. There's $2 million worth of transfer of tort liability from justice, which we're now paying for, that now will be in general services. So there's $3.5 million worth of existing expense that's simply a transfer in. If you want to look at the real increase in the general services budget, it's an increase from about $45 million to $50 million, about a $5 million increase. And I just did some quick math here. I think that's around 11 or 12%. And a lot of that, I would say, is not new cost to state government either. It is a situation where we're providing a service to agencies that they can buy somewhere else if we don't meet the need. For instance, the automobiles. They're still going to pay private car mileage if we don't provide them a state automobile. Second point that I would make is that Steve has shown you some FTE data there. He shows 7981 as being 463 FTE, and his recommendation is 483, which appears to be an increase of 17. I think it's important that you remember what the legislature authorized for the current biennium, which is 487. Steve's recommendation, as was our request to you, is less personnel next biennium than we have during the current biennium. Now, we had a vacancy during the current biennium of about 5%. That is not unusual. And I think that you need to bear in mind that those vacancies are, in fact, required. The state does not finance merit increases or other changes in salary as a precise expense. We've always done it through a vacancy experience factor. So our FTE is not going up next biennium. It's going down. So I think in summary, as far as the department position is concerned, I think we brought you a fairly responsible budget. It has less personnel than we have this biennium. It's not much of an increase. Around 11-12%, I think, is the true increase, which is about half of what inflation is going to be doing. And I would say we need to bear in mind that General Services responds to agency demands. I've presented the principle to you before that if we're going to act like the private sector, then we need some flexibility to respond to the marketplace. In his specific cuts, going down his two lists now, the first list that looks like this, I would have only two comments. He has deleted the rest of the expansion package for automobiles, and I can live with that, but I would hope there could be an understanding with the committee that if we can find other ways to save money in that budget, that we could increase the fleet size from its current size. And Steve indicated he had no problem with that, and I would hope the committee would be all right with that. With that understanding, this package, although it cuts out some of the things that we'd like to do, is not going to do real damage to the department, except the package 275 and administrative services, the four positions. Those are critical. We really need those four positions. Those are the backbone of the improvements that I hope our comptroller will be able to install throughout the department. And I would hope that you would let us have those four positions back. Now, if you, and it's certainly risky on my part to do this, but just being straight and honest with you as we have been throughout the entire hearing, if you say to me that you cannot give me those four positions back without my identifying four other positions in the department, I will identify four positions for you. I think that would be unfortunate to have to do that. But those four positions in administrative services are so critical that I will give anything else up in the department to get them. They were among our top priorities. So I would hope you would give us back those four positions.
Well, so you're going back two, aren't you?
No. Well, I think I priced out what the cost of two would
two,
be.
Two would be.
Mm-hmm. I think this optional set of cuts that he prepared for you would do real damage to the department, and I could respond to anyone that you want to talk about. But I would say this does real damage. The first list does not do structural damage. It cuts out some of our flexibility, but it doesn't hurt us that bad, except for the four positions.
Really, your number one priority then would be to have the four positions back then. Okay. I tell you what we're going to have to do. We're all scheduled to be someplace else at 10:30. Why don't we kind of sleep on this and mull it over our mind? And then we can pick this up. How are we scheduled now, Steve?
We've got General Services scheduled for. I wasn't sure we were going to get to the budget today, so we had scheduled for work session tomorrow. And I'll have the draft back for you on the 131.
Okay. Why don't you bring them back, and then we can make that further decision tomorrow. Would that be all right? Would that be the members? Okay, we are adjourned.